Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You're listening to Notstalgia, the show that proves that some things age well, other things just age.
That's the difference between you and me.
Yep.
I'm the second one.
No comment.
I'm just aging. Okay. I don't want anyone to assume that I meant that as an insult to you. So, I feel we have been unjustly favoring Nickelodeon over Cartoon Network lately.
This is a shocking development.
I think we've done, I don't have the numbers to back this up, but I feel like we've done more Nickelodeon shows. Because for Cartoon Network, we've only done maybe three. Dexter's Lab, Powerpuff Girls, Johnny Bravo. Did we do more? I don't remember. Oh, and Courage. You're right. Good call. But for Nickelodeon, we must have done more than that by now, right? Double Dare, Rugrats, Hey Arnold, Legends of the Hidden Temple. So, we're going to fix that today, Kate. We're going to watch a show called...
Mama had a chicken!
Mama had a cow! Dad was proud! He didn't care how!
Cow?
Chicken?
Cow and chicken!
Cow and chicken.
Again, I'm going to say that's just two N's.
you did say that in our original trailer for this podcast. It is two animals. They are related. I believe they're a brother and a sister, biologically somehow. Their parents are humans.
Science has gone too far, man. this is the future that liberals want.
Their parents, mom and dad, are humans who are only ever seen from the waist down. They're just like a pair of legs each. And I believe it's hinted that they are literally just legs. Like, when you see their shadows at some point, the shadows stop at the waist.
It's really disturbing.
It's a pretty bizarre show. This is Cartoon Network's third ever original series. Their third ever, as they call them, cartoon. It was Dexter's Lab, then Johnny Bravo, and then this. It premiered on July 15th, 1997, and ran until July 24th, 1999. It was created by a guy named David Feiss. In that time, they created four seasons, 52 episodes. We're going to watch three short episodes. This is just like most of the shows, the cartoons we watch on here. Every episode is two short stories. So we're going to watch three of those short stories. Season 1, Episode 3, Who is Super Cow? Season 2, Episode 11, The Bad News Plastic Surgeons. And Season 3, Episode 8, Playin' Hooky.
The Bad News Plastic Surgeons sounds like something you would see on like a local news website. It's not good.
It's going to be really weird. I think the show is good. I should preface this by saying I don't want to influence you, but I think you are not going to like this show for all the reasons that I think it's good. I think it's good because it's really weird. It's really bizarre. Like, there's this character called the Red Guy who's just like this guy who kind of looks like a devil, but he's really out there. The animation is crazy looking. Everything's kind of kooky about this show. You're not going to like
that. I'm
not
going to like that.
Score
one for it sucks.
Another reason I think it might be good is because one person, I should know his name, but I don't, but one person...
Let's call him Jerry.
Jerry, it's not his name, does the three main voices on this show, Cow, Chicken, and Red Guy. So I think that's kind of impressive because they all sound quite different. Ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
You're going to hate this. Here's the intro.
Ew. I hate everything about this already. Why are his udders so erect?
Her.
Her? Oh, what is the red guy doing? So, here are the lyrics. Mama had a chicken. Mama had a cow. Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
Did you see that extreme close-up of the chicken's waddle and the cow's udders?
And they're like slapping each other. There are so many things that I'm not about right now. Oh my god, its udders are sticking out.
She speaks Spanish as Super Cow for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't like this person.
You don't like Red Guy?
He's got a very defined, like, gluteal region. Look at it. Look at his
little hairs growing off of his butt.
I don't know.
Do you like all the yelling?
Everyone is screaming.
How about the style of drawings?
Their posture is awful. God, I just hate that the udders are
there's holes for the udders in the costume.
From the costume. Why is he just screaming? See, literally, this is one of those shows that if I was a parent, I could not deal with. I just could not deal with it.
Yeah. It's just too much.
They're just constantly screaming.
He's got, like, pockmarks on his butt, too.
He should really.
It's a nicely pressed costume, though.
Let's remember what Red Guy looks like any time that you wear a short sleeve shirt buttoned down with a tie. Let's remember.
Hey, we're criticizing Cow and Chicken, not my fashion choices for work.
Is the chicken French?
No, he just has a weird voice.
Why? Everything, all the angles are off.
Yeah, everything's crooked. Isn't that nice?
Makes me feel a little bit nauseous.
I like the way the red guy's butt peeked around that tree. Actually, watching it now, I have to say I'm probably enjoying it more than I did as a kid.
Are you?
I really like the artwork.
Ugh.
I love the way this looks. I know, I'm not just saying that to annoy you.
I feel like the fact that you are enjoying this artwork is really telling me about all the design and clothing decisions you've ever made. I feel like I understand that a little bit.
That's why that
now.
Frame over there is hanging crooked. I did that on purpose. It's just like, look at his lips sticking out when he talks.
Icky. It's just icky.
Everything's like slanted and very severe. I like it. I like that a lot.
There's just so much to hate here. Everything is screaming. Everyone's blowing up. It's not, like, relatable in any way.
What?
You know what I mean?
Growing up with a cow and a chicken? You can't relate to this? Don't you like the horribly disfigured red guy's face as he gets beaten up?
No.
All over his fingers broken.
Like anything about this.
No, chicken. It is time for the sudden death photorealistic fever. I can't do it, cow. Dr. Hardy lied to us. I can't perform no surgery. Pull yourself together, big brother. It was you who did those surgeries, not the red guy with no pants. You're right, cow. Come on.
Chicken, we're all out of volunteers for surgery.
Don't worry, Flynn. I'll do it. On me.
I'm just saying, I don't know a lot of things, but I know to not let two farm animals do surgery on me. I don't understand a word that he's saying.
You're not going to comment on how he just bounced around stage on his butt?
I'm just beyond, sweetie. I'm beyond commenting.
Or the fact that this high school has a plastic surgery team.
I would like to ask how someone who's completely nude from the waist down got into this high school. I'm just saying.
He's Red Guy.
Oh my god. Are they just going to, like, perform surgery on these children?
Sure looks that way.
I'd like to note that they came from the Practice Kids Corral.
Did you catch all the tools he used for plastic surgery? A weed whacker?
There's so many things that are wrong here.
A bundt pan? He's hammer and chiseling his friend Flem's face? Or is that Earl?
What? Does this red guy ever just walk? I feel like he's always slithering around or bouncing around on his, like, pockmarked bum.
Oh, how do you think he got so pockmarked? All the bouncing he does.
Oh my god, they're
in sixth grade.
I'm so confused.
They're having their plastic surgery meet.
It's sort of like the pen relays, except horrific.
They keep being asked to turn people into, like, turn their faces into, like, animal faces.
I'm gonna have nightmares about this tonight. I just can't believe that there's an episode about botched plastic surgery.
This whole show, it's kind of hard to believe it exists.
Yeah.
There's four seasons of this.
Those are grown men. I really don't like the pasties that are over that cow's udders right now.
You didn't like when her udders were out. You don't like when they're covered up.
I just don't like udders. This is really unpleasant. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Cow is slapping.
Just slapping that chicken with her udders.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh no. The chicken is performing surgery on itself.
To turn himself into a beaver. A photorealistic beaver.
This is kind of like if I were to write and direct Saw 8. This is what it would be like. I just can't. I literally can't understand a single word that cow is saying.
Hurry, chicken! You'll miss the bus! What is it, son?
I cannot go to no school today. I'm dying of chicken pox.
Now that's impossible, son, because you already had chicken pox when you were a chick. The same time cow had cowpox.
Oh, Mom! Mom, I cannot go to no school. I have a crack in my spleen.
Oh, come on, son. A cracked spleen is the oldest cliche in the book.
Nice try, chicken.
Salmonella? That's it. I am wrecked with salmonella. You guys left me out all night. You can't do that with chicken, you know?
We're not buying this, son.
Playing hooky. We can all relate. Have you ever played hooky?
No. I had to school every damn day. Even when I was sick, I went to school. There are no other animals in this show.
That's a good point.
I would like to note...
I never really thought about that. Everyone else is a human.
I don't understand a single word that these two are saying.
Voices either. Are really weird.
Like, honestly, I could be watching something in Swedish right now and not and not feel any different. Anything. Why is she washing an octopus? Oh my god. I'm just confused as to why this red person is everyone. Are there any other characters?
Not many.
Is the creator okay?
Is David Feiss alright?
David Feiss, are you alright?
If you're listening, please call in or email us, nostalgia@AOL.com, and tell us that you're okay.
Talk to me about whatever weird thing happened to you as a kid. I don't like that the walls are the same color as the red person. I just don't like it. There's just so much to not like here. It's like a smorgasbord of hate. See, look, he doesn't walk.
He bounced away on his butt again.
Oh, I just can't. Okay. All right, turn it off. I feel like I need to go shower. Everything about that was alternately disgusting, offensive, and just weird. Like, I'm just, no. I didn't like it. I don't like that you like it.
So, like, are you thinking, like, six splats? How you rate it?
If I could choose between watching another episode of Cow and Chicken and, like, having a moderate amount of food poisoning, I'd probably pick the food poisoning.
Wow. So when next time you're recovering from food poisoning, I have to remember not to get you the Cow and Chicken DVDs to help you coalesce.
I'm just saying, like, just bring me the expired mayonnaise now.
So... Yeah. You didn't like the irreverence of the show?
No, I did not.
Or the crazy artwork?
It wasn't even that it was irreverent, it just...
Or the screaming?
I think there's a place, there's a time and a place for irreverence, and I think I can get behind it, but this just was like... It's not even that it was irreverent, it was just that it was, like, gross. I don't... It was...
Yeah, see, I like
Here's
that.
The thing. I couldn't understand anything of what they said.
Yeah, at the beginning when I said that the one guy doing all the voices might be a good thing, that ends up being not a very bad thing because those, to do the voices for Cow and Chicken, he just does these kind of like really out there accents that are very strange, and they were very hard to process listening to them.
And again, I mean, we've talked about this before, but like the shows that really do stand the test of time, it doesn't even have to be that they're relatable, because there are shows out there that stand the test of time that are about animals.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But, like, it at least has to have some elements of genuineness, I think.
Yeah, and this is just, like, crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, everyone's screaming. There's no, like, nugget at the end where it's like, I'm really glad that we're siblings or whatever. You know what I mean?
No, this isn't this show does not go for...
There's nothing.
Which I appreciate that about it. I don't think all these shows need that. I think most of the best ones do have that. You're right.
If I was...
Sentimentality, but this does not.
No.
You know what you're getting when you watch Cow and Chicken?
No, you don't. If you're me.
I warned you.
I would like to say, if I was a parent in the 90s, this is one of those things where I would be like, just go play outside.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let me crack open a Chardonnay at 2:30 p.m. You guys go outside. I just can't listen to one more second of Cow and Chicken.
It's crazy, but if you know what you're in for, I think it's worth revisiting. I know we're in complete disagreement on this show, but I think it's worth a little bit of a rewatch now. If you watched it as a kid and you haven't seen it in a long time, I think this one's worth watching just to kind of chuckle about how crazy and kind of gross it is. Those are my thoughts.
And I would like to note that you're hideously wrong. Even more hideously wrong than those udders flopping around for the last 18 minutes.
There's a lot of protuberant udders and butts. So on that note, you can tell us what to watch next. Leave us a voicemail by downloading the Anchor app and sending us a message through there, or going to their website, anchor.fm. You can also email us, nostalgia@aol.com. Find us on the web at www.nostalgia.org or on any of your social medias.
I'm going to make a show, and I'm going to call it Hamster and Seagull. And it's going to be way better.
And...
You're watching Cow and Chicken on Cartoon Network.
Next week on Nostalgia, Science Court.